As a part of Mayor Andrew Ginther's Public Safety Initiative, the role of Muslim liaison was created within the Columbus Police Department. WOSU's Esther Honig spent a day with Officer Khalid Bagat. The first thing that you should know about the position of Muslim liaison is that the title's changed since it was first announced back in November.
It's called New American Diversity and Inclusion Liaison Officer. Okay. It's a mouthful.
That's Officer Khalid Bagat. He's been on the force for 21 years, and as of December, this is his new part-time job. Bagat is a practicing Muslim, but he proposed they focus more broadly to those who have recently relocated to the U.S.
So, you know, when you have a lot of people that come in from diverse communities and they move here, and it's only been, you know, a few months or a few years, you know, our expectations of them sometimes are a little too high that, hey, you need to blend in, you need to figure out the system, you need to know the laws.
Bagat has personal experience with that kind of a transition. Born in Egypt, he moved with his family to the U.S. at the age of 15.
You know, I myself was a new American at one point. It took me probably, if I have to take a guess at it, probably 10 years till I felt like, oh, okay, you know, I know where to hang my hat. I know that this is home kind of thing.
He's hoping that experience will help him connect with members of the refugee and immigrant communities across the city.
When I first printed off the website, like the different cultures, you know, from different countries that are living here in the Franklin County area or in the Columbus area in particular, I was like pretty shocked. I was like, wow.
In the last 10 years, Central Ohio has received some 16,000 refugees that are predominantly from 10 countries. To do this job well, he knows he'll have to get a feel for these communities. On a Thursday afternoon, he visits a neighborhood on the northeast side of town that's predominantly Bhutanese.
We are going to meet the gentleman. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, but he is the director for the Bhutanese community.
Welcome to BNCC.
Hello.
Sudarshan Pekril is the director of the Bhutanese Nepali community of Columbus. The two men sit down together in a sparsely decorated community center.
But let's first start off by finding out a little bit about the Bhutanese community.
In the 1980s, the Bhutanese Nepali population faced a genocide and were forced to flee to refugee camps, where they lived for nearly 30 years. While many have flourished in central Ohio, others have struggled. Pekril explains in this neighborhood, many are victims of intimidation, assault, and theft.
This should not be the way it is. There are other issues like with drugs, vandalism cases. There are youths getting involved into the outside gangs.
If a 911 call is made, but the dispatcher doesn't understand the language, the call is designated as unknown complaint. Bagat says a language barrier often prevents officers from properly following up with a call. And when residents have contacted police in the past, often cultural differences left them feeling police were unable to help.
Police would come, make a case, and give a small card, and then done. Almost done.
Bagat says the situation is indicative of what many face when relocating to the U.S., learning who to trust, how the legal system works, and, of course, overcoming language barriers. But he thinks he may have an answer to that.
Anybody from the community that is old enough, like 21 years of age or older, has any interest to become a police officer?
Oh, yeah.
Ultimately, the solution may be more officers from other countries, like Bagat. For now, though, it's just him. He hopes to focus on the Somali community next, and after that, there's just 8 more countries to go. Esther Honig, WOSU News.